Blog Talk Radio.
Happy New Year, everybody. Happy New Year. Woo! Listen here. I know last year was really messed up for everybody, I tell you. Two Talks was missing, you know, but I'm back. I'm live and direct and ready for you guys, buddy. Ready for you guys. I pray everybody was having, yesterday, everybody was like having, you know, good hopeful feelings because, you know, our reading of the year that I normally do for my spiritual circle came with what we call Iray, and Iray is like blessings, you know, and a particular Iray that came for long life, you know, so people got to do everything that they can to help sustain and prolong their life, you know, otherwise nothing else would matter. Nothing else would matter if you don't have life, you know what I mean? Okay, so we're going to get started and we're going to jump into the meat of it, but before we do that, I always open with a pre-reading, a sign that we call, in the West African tradition, we call it Odu, O-D-U. And we open with that sign to see, like, you know, how things are going to, you know, come, that leading sign. Okay? So today for you guys, the leading sign is Irosun. Okay? And that sign talks a lot about hidden potentials, people that, you know, don't know the real deal with themselves because, you know, things may be blocked, you know. So there's some things that sometimes you got to dig deep, you know. As the saying goes in Irosun, it says, no one knows what lies at the bottom of the ocean. All we know is that, you know, there's a lot of riches down there. And that's another part of Irosun. Irosun also talks about money, riches, you know, things. And from how I'm looking at this board, some people are going to be getting some lump sums of money, buddy. I don't know who, you know, but it all depends on the other part of the sign that I throw for you. And then it also talks about being able to keep secrets, you know, being able to keep secrets, you know, because once somebody else knows, it's not a secret anymore. Okay? Alrighty, daddy. So I'm going to take the first caller is area code. Area code 805, you're live, which we talk to the Feofe.
Hi, this is Donna from California. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Donna. Okay, so let me throw for you and see what the spirit say is going to be going on for you, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Yes, ma'am. Okay. Let me see here, buddy. Interesting. Okay, Donna. So we got, okay, here we go. All right, Donna. Okay, The spirits say that you're going to have to make some changes, right? But
okay,
the change is going to come when you travel to a place, and then after you go there, do what you got to do to this other place, then you go back where you came from, and things would have turned around for you for the better. Okay? So Donna, you need to get up and get going. I don't know if you were planning to travel somewhere, but the spirits are going to be a necessity for you to go and travel, because to the other place is where you're going to begin to have your blessings. You're going to see some blessings come from it. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Donna? Mm-hmm. You know,
I'm trying to
overall,
get my...
the spirit is talking about money. They're talking about love. You understand? They're talking about love and not so much love from other people, but self-love, okay?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Do you see me meeting someone? I'd like to meet a partner. Do you see that happening?
Well,
male partner?
Get to loving Donna first.
I've been working on myself.
That's
right.
Yeah,
I've been working on myself.
And then automatically, boom, boom, boom. And then you're going to be like, oh, my God, I got too many to choose from. No lie, you know. And guess what? We're never too old for love, you know. Never too old for love, you know.
Right.
It's a trend now for people to marry. You know, people up in their 50s, 60s, 70s
and
60s, are getting married.
Yeah.
That's right. They're getting married, you know, and not to some scamps that are trying to get your money either, like a real relationship. Okay? All righty, Dieter.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Happy New
You're
Year.
Welcome.
Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Area code 361. You're on the air.
Hi there. Thank you so much for taking my call. I'm Linda, and I'm from Texas.
You're welcome. Texas, how is it over there? It's good?
Well, it is normally quite nice, but today, this morning, I woke up and it was cold outside. So definitely
a shift in the weather. Okay, can I get a first name for you?
Linda.
Linda. Okay, let me see what they're saying for you, Linda. Linda. I hope, you know, you all follow the advice you're getting because sometimes it can come with a negative thing and then sometimes it can come positive. You know, and it all depends on what you do after you get the advice, right? Okay?
Right.
Spirit, you know, let's show me something for Linda. Linda, right?
Yeah.
Linda, I share. Okay. Let's see what we got now. Linda, you know, you got basically the opposite of what Donna got. You know, and it's questioning you. It says if you were planning to go somewhere else, you should not go.
Yes, I was planning on going somewhere else.
Not now.
But then,
do not
then
go.
I was told to stay put for a while.
Hey, well, you see, you know, don't worry about that right now, you know. Now is not a good time for you to be moving around. Now is not a good time for you to exude trust in people. You have to verify stuff. You have to dig and find stuff out. You know, don't just take people's word for what they say. You know, check and recheck, right? Check and recheck, okay? Mm-hmm, because that way you will be able to stay afloat, and that way you'll be able to survive whatever negative things, because the spirit is saying there are hidden things that would not be to your benefit.
Okay?
You know, like traps, like betrayal, like, you know, things like that. So, you know, you research everything. If people tell you something, you know, that they want you to get involved in something, make sure you thoroughly check it out before you dip in, especially concerning money, okay?
All righty. Can you tell me how long I should stay put for?
Well, this cycle goes around for, like, right now with this very reading, it goes around for like a 21-day cycle. So after 21 days, you may want to done finish verifying and finding out if it's the coast is clear, then you can do that, you know, and you
Alrighty.
Can do that by investigating whatever it is that you're going to do. By that, by then you would know for certain if you can go after the 21-day period or you shouldn't go at all.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, well, thank you so much for the wise words of caution. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, Linda. Yes, and you have a blessed year, a whole blessed year, not just the day. All righty. Thank you so much. Okay, area code 310. You're on the air.
Hi. Good morning, Mama Yeye. My name is Erica.
Good morning. Excuse me, who?
Good morning. Erica?
Okay, Erica. Yes, Erica. Yes, buddy. Okay, Erica. Mm-hmm. Something good looks like it's happening for you, Erica. This year, seriously, you're getting positive vibes. Mm-hmm. Let me see. Okay. The only thing is, the spirits say that you shouldn't do things that are, you don't see nothing happening, you know, including relationships. If you're not seeing, you know, like you're going, the person is not going somewhere with you. It's like carrying water in a basket, mainly like you're wasting your time. You know,
mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you waste your time, you know how many trips you got to make to carry water in a basket to fill a bucket?
Yeah.
I don't care how tight the basket is woven. It's going to leak out, right? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know,
mm-hmm.
you waste time, you know, so you might want to do something different, like the time that you would take to try to make something work with someone or something, you should switch up and try another door. When one door is closed, the other one is open, and like many more open. That's what Bob
mm-hmm.
Marley says. Right? I guess he got it from the Bible. I don't know where he got it from, but, you know, you got to change if you don't see things working.
Okay.
At the same time, be very secretive and very closed off with yourself. Meaning, well, you know, when people try to get to know other people, we sometimes share too much. We shouldn't share a lot. Let them really get to know you first, you know, before you try to get serious with anybody. Get to know the person. Don't do business with, you know, if you don't know anything about the business, why are you going to go there? You know, verify, is this a reliable handyman, yes or no? You understand? Don't just say, oh,
mm-hmm.
I like this holiday. Okay, that's your cue for the year. Pay attention to, you know, people. Don't divulge too much about yourself. You know, because then you sell yourself short. If you see people wasting time, leave them alone. Okay.
I did have a question. I wanted to kind of make like some kind of video on a platform because I feel like I have so much to say. I have so many opinions, and but I'm very like in a way I'm very shy about it too. Like, even though I'm ready and want to say so much, I'm a bit embarrassed
mm-hmm.
by being judged, I guess, on anything. It could be appearance or it could be...
Well, you ask yourself, first of all, what is this platform going to do for you? What is it going to do for you? Is it going to make
okay.
you a brave person? Is it going to help you? First and foremost, before it helps other people.
Okay.
What are you getting from it? If you feel that it's going to do something profound for you, then go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead. For that reason alone, go ahead. You understand?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Long as it's not a waste of your time, if it's not something that you would be wasting your time on, then go for it. Be brave, okay? Because you're going to get good results. All right.
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome.
Have a good one.
Have a great year. Mm-hmm.
You too.
All right. Area code 561.
Hi. Happy New Year, Stacy.
Mm-hmm. Ashe, how are you?
Good. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. Okay.
Thanks.
Can I get a name, please? Yeah?
Stacy.
Stacy.
Yeah.
Stacy? Okay.
Yeah.
Stacy. All right. Let me see. What we got saying to Stacy here? Stacy, looking positive so far. Okay? Looking positive, Stacy. All right. Woo, Stacy girl. Yes. Yeah. Yes, Stacy, you on a roll, buddy. So, you got to look down within yourself, Stacy, okay? You know, there's some talents you got that you don't even know. You got to get into yourself, you know. Are you spiritual? You're spiritual, okay? Well,
mm-hmm.
You got to let that deep part of your spiritual self out, because it's not only going to do you a lot of good, it's going to do a lot of other people a lot of good too, you know? You're going to discover something that you never thought you had within you. And that thing is going to make you a very rich person. I don't know if
you see it,
but, you know, when I see things like this, I tell people and then they don't believe me. But then when it happened, you know, they desperately try to find me to tell me.
Well, you know what? I believe like 222 is like good numbers, like blessing numbers. And this is January 2nd and 222. I think it's the year for everything to be good.
Ashe, so guess what you got? Four and four. What's that?
Four and four?
Yeah, that's a bunch of twos, right?
Yeah.
That's a bunch of
abundance.
Twos.
Yes. That's like
exactly.
For abundance.
Exactly. And the sign in the beginning said it, and then you got the same sign again. So it's, you know, it's talking about abundance and blessings, you know, different kind of things. Abundance is not just money. It's, you know, even abundant relationships, abundant, you know, property, abundant, you know, whatever it is that's out there. Your spiritual happiness is very important. Okay?
Yeah.
For you to be spiritually and physically happy. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I, you know, haven't had any, like, relationships in a long time either, you know? And then with this COVID thing, it's like everybody's life is on a standstill.
Oh, yeah, buddy. You got to learn how to do, like, inward sex and all these type of things. personal caressing and all these type of things, you know? Like, you know, how to take yourself to the hilt and back without the other person. To have a very deep and vivid imagination. And that way you can have great orgasms. Yeah, it's all about that, too. Yeah, buddy. You know, that's the elixir of life right there. You know, that's what makes life. S-E-X. You know, and people get shy when they talk about that. But, hey, you know, I ain't shy. Okay. So that's it for you. You know, good luck and much blessings to you. And if you ever need to text me and tell me, hey, you stumble on them riches, just hit me up on the show. You know, just put a little text, you know. I'll reach back out. That's right. All right. Have a great year.
Thanks, you too.
Blessings. You're welcome.
And I will. Okay. Thanks. Two.
You're welcome. Okay, buddy. Yes, buddy. Stacy got some good letters, boy. Woo, buddy. Woo. Stacy, girl. You did good. You did good. Okay, so area code 775. You're on the air, 775.
Hi, thank you. My name is Wendy from California. And
Wendy.
Pray that my sister and I and my nephew move into a brand new apartment in the spring, in April or May, and that we sign a contract together and that we're going to be much happier and nicer surroundings and that we'll stay there for a long time. What do you see?
Ashe, okay. Let's see what we see for Wendy and her family. 2, 4, 2, 4, 6, 8. Who do we appreciate? Okay, so the key to everything for you is to have, you know, what the Yoruba people call sururu, you know, like patience and calmness, right? Because the minute you begin to like get over anxious about anything, it's like you chase the thing away. Just affirm within yourself that it's yours, you guys going to get it, and it's word. Because it also came very positive talking like that for you, okay? Just to be patient, don't be angry. Even if you have to say something to somebody concerning the issue, you do it very calmly and, you know, with clarity and focus, that you don't, like, you know, get hot. Because you know how people are now, and people always been like that, but they're even worse now. People are very on edge right now, okay? Because while people are trying to do their best, they are still very human, and they too want somebody to be nice to them, be kind. So if you be kind to people, they would in turn be kind to you. You wouldn't even expect them to be kind to you, but they would do it just because you're kind to them, okay? So just always keep that in your mind, because when you're dealing with people, especially in business, you know, if they didn't get your order right, you don't go up, hey, you didn't get my order right. No, just make sure that you check, recheck, and double check. And then you approach them to see what, in a nice way, listen, I think there's a little error somewhere, blah, blah, blah. Okay? That will get you a long way, Wendy. Just that one thing.
I am extremely kind and patient.
Very good.
I bought a desk and a chair from a local furniture company. It will be delivered on the 7th. Will I be very happy with that desk and the chair?
Wendy, I'm laughing at you because what the hell are you asking me about a desk and a chair? If it's not any good, you throw it as away or send it back. What are you asking me?
I'm Wendy, asking you if I'll be happy with it.
Did you buy it? Wendy, come on now.
Got it online.
All right, you have a great year, Wendy. Have a great year. Area code 856.
Hi, how are you?
I am fine, thank you. How are you?
Doing good. A little bit better, but getting there.
Okay, very good. Can you give me your name?
It's Rose Maria from New Jersey.
Rosemaria. Oh, I like your name, Rosemaria. And you name after somebody in your family, Rosemaria.
Yeah. Three parents.
Yeah, well, Rosemaria was a very good person. Yes, she wanted you to live up to her name, yeah. Okay, so let's go for you, Rosemaria. Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, Rosemaria, they say there are things you got to change around very fast. Okay? Change very quickly a lot of things because you need to, like, you know, something like a clean slate type of thing. Switch things around. Get rid of stuff and people, you know, that don't mean you any good. You got to be careful because some people are, you know, even though we're into spirituality, a lot of people take spirituality and try to equate the spirituality to witchcraft. And then they use these things, you know, which is very bad vibes, very bad intentions towards people, very bad deeds towards people, okay? So you need to change around, you know, just like so people, the negative thing would not think that it's you, if you understand that.
Yeah, can you give me an example, like how to change it or clean sleep?
Like camouflage. Okay, for instance, if your customer wearing pants and blouse, begin to wear some dresses and skirts. If you custom to wear your hair long, maybe you might want to cut it short. If your bed is facing west, you might want to turn it to east. Things like that. Just switch around stuff. Okay? Yeah. So you will get a different vibe. Like, you know, if your house has things that are broken in it, you need to throw them away. They're broken.
Gotcha.
They're no
cool.
good. Throw them out. Don't keep them. There's no use. Throw them away. Okay? Old bottles, whatever
okay.
it is you got there, you know, things like that. And then you're going to see the blessings start to come in. You know, you're going to see things start to come in your way when you start getting rid of a lot of stuff you don't need. Okay?
Okay, cool. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm. Enjoy your year. Mm-hmm.
You too. Thanks.
Okay, you're welcome. Alrighty, dighty. All right, so area code. Area code 845. You're on the air. Okay, 845, you're not with me. Let me see. 845, you're on the air. Area code 845. Okay.
Hello. I'm
at
845.
Yes.
My name is Maria. Yes.
Maria. Okay, Maria.
Yes.
Ashe. How are you, Maria?
Yeah, how are you? I've been here. Thank you for taking me.
Okay,
I guess
you're welcome.
I had a question.
Okay, Maria. Maria. Uh-huh. You know that song by Carlos
yes.
Santana?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he said, Mama Chola, Mama Chola.
Almighty, you know that? Cuando son a peso, es que se limpe pio. Es que me se limpe, Almighty,
Maria, let me tell you, you got to take care of family, you know?
Yes.
You got to take care of family. Yes, you got to take care of family, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, family is is your big thing right now. I'm not saying to let your family take advantage of you, okay? But
I got his daughter.
Mm-hmm.
I got his daughter. I'm not got enough family. I'm not talking about his family.
Okay.
I got his daughter.
Okay. Well, take care of your daughter.
Yes, and
look
my
out for daughter, your
daughter is. Yes,
mm-hmm.
I take care of my
daughter. Okay. So, but your daughter needs something spiritual.
Yeah.
You hear me? Okay.
Yes.
I don't care if it's the church or if it's some other thing, but she needs some spiritual work.
Why?
Okay. Mind now. Don't say I didn't tell you. Do it so you can be able to help her. Good. Okay?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Okay.
I can ask
Thank
a question,
so
please.
Yes.
I can ask a question.
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
You see me? I got to receive a settlement. You see, they're going to receive it soon, and they're going to be big.
Yes.
I can buy property in Italy.
Well, the Spirit said that you're going to have, listen, the Spirit said you're going to have blessing. But don't you get your blessing, don't forget your daughter. That's more
No,
important.
I never forget my daughter. My daughter
okay.
is in my life.
Okay, so they say you're going to have blessing. So, you know, I can say to you, congratulations. Okay?
I'm going to get it.
That's, yes, congratulations.
Okay. Thank you very, very much.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
I say enjoy your year. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thank you.
All righty, Daily. We're moving right along. Area code 914. 914?
Hi, yes, how are you? Thank you for taking my call.
Okay.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. God bless you. Thank you. My name is Catherine.
Catherine.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And which part of the world are you, Catherine?
I'm in New York.
In New York. Ooh, the Big Apple. How are you making out there with all those laws and stuff?
I don't know.
You stay in your house. Oh, my God. Everybody be antisocial. Oh. Okay, Ashe, Catherine. Let's see. Catherine. Oh, Catherine, yeah. Catherine, you know, the best thing somebody can have is a clear mind, is a sound mind. Okay?
Yeah.
The spirits don't want you to be worried at all, like worried about, you know, things. Do you suffer from anxiety?
From time to time, yeah.
From time to time? Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But they say, you know, you really got nothing to worry about. You know, you really don't have anything to worry about. It's just you sometimes feel anxious about things. You know, and everything has its due time. You know that thing that they call the sururu I mentioned before? You know, they're saying if you exercise patience and calmness, you know,
right.
You know, what we call, you know, the good behavior, iwa pwele, iwa rere, good and gentle character, that things are going to just fall to you very easily, okay? Okay?
Yeah,
you know, and from time to time, you need to just do a relaxation thing. I don't know if you're into meditation, whatever makes you relax. Okay?
Yeah.
You know, you do your relaxation because then things are going to come clearly in your mind for you to do what you need to do for yourself and for other people, for your environment and whatever. So just so you can be okay. All right?
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, so don't worry. Don't worry. Don't worry. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Catherine. I should. We're trying to move it right along. I'm trying to get as many people as I can. Okay. Catherine, yeah. Okay. So now we're going to area code. Okay, let me move this up so I don't get an area code. That's Catherine, you are 917 or 914? Area code 917. 917?
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. Your name is what?
My name is Stacy.
Stacy, we spoke before.
A long time ago. A long, long time ago. Oh, my gosh.
Okay, this is a different Stacy. This is another Stacy. We had a Stacy on earlier.
Yeah, this is yeah, I'm calling from New York, yeah.
And where are you?
Manhattan. Manhattan.
New Orleans.
No, Manhattan, New York City. New York.
Oh, you're in New York. Okay, Stacy.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, so I'm going to throw for you, okay?
Yeah, I talked to you a long time ago. I talked to you a long, long time ago.
A long time ago. Yeah, buddy.
Maybe about 8 months ago.
We've been missing in action, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
Oh, let me see. Okay, now. Oh, Stacy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay. Stacy. Okay. I never liked this sign, you know, because this sign talk about death, right? But sometimes it means, like, things that you don't mean actual death, but things that fall away, things that go away, like things that end, you know?
Oh,
and it's talking about that, you know, it's in particularly in relationships. Can I ask you a personal question?
Yes.
You have a guy
No, but I think I'm in perfect. I do pick up on one that I do like.
Okay. Be careful that he's not somebody that likes to, you know, switch, you know, not buy and, you know, things like that.
Yeah,
if that's
that.
Not
oh,
your
no,
cup of tea.
No, not my, no, I'm actually moving out of state. I said, no, I'm moving out of state soon, so no, I'm moving out of state. No cup of teas, none of that buy stuff, no way. Because I would do a reading on the person first.
Yeah, okay. That's very important for you to do because, you know, the spirit is talking about, you know, that it can, illness can come through sexual relationships, right? And that illness that can come through sexual relationships that can lead to death. And then I saw a man that is bi.
No, thank you.
I see someone that is bi. So, you know, just be careful, thoroughly investigate, because remember the beginning sign talks about things that we don't know, secrets and things we don't know. They want you to thoroughly investigate anybody that is coming into your life like that on a personal level. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
No,
investigate.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Because I pick up on the energy of a lot of different guys, but if I was a bisexual man, no way. I the person that I like,
well, some
he's
of them
actually
are very
dumb.
Good.
He's
I mean, some
state.
Of them bisexual men look fine as hell, and they look so damn macho, you know.
Exactly.
Even the gay men look like, oh, wow, candy, you know. But then they're
you
not wired like that, so we can't eat that candy, yeah. I'm telling you. Stacy, Be careful. You know, just be careful. Be careful. If you need to call me, you know, my number, I'm going to give it out right now. 786-325-5239. And I recommend that you call me because there's something deeper that the spirits need to tell you, especially about this time. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm. All right, area code 352.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Joanna. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too, Joanna. Yeah, buddy. And you're calling from Florida, right?
Florida. Yes.
I'm not very good with area codes, but I know Florida area codes. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. So let me throw for you and see what's going on here. Okay?
Okay.
All right, excited. Joanna. Okay, coming positive, Joanna. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, it's coming positive. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay. Yes, definitely it's coming positive. Okay, Joanna, let me see. Joanna, are you thinking on moving?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But moving would be good for you, okay? Moving would be good for you. You know. Yeah. Are you going to some place that have less COVID numbers?
Right.
Yeah, because that would be great. You know what I mean? That would be great. You know, because remember now we are thinking on things that are going to benefit us. You know, all the good things. So you got to really investigate. Are you sure? Or you know where you want to move to already?
Yes.
Okay, the move will be good. You know, that's for sure.
Wonderful.
Mhm. 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 And you know, in terms of finances and everything, you could expect things to go right. Okay.
Wonderful.
And you know, I hope you're like me and not like a lot of other people. They just say, "Oh, I want to move," and then they go, they don't have a penny to do anything.
No, I'm prepared.
I don't make a move unless I got my eggs in the basket, buddy.
Yeah.
And then I don't calculate how much eggs I'm going to need. I don't do that. When people do that, I'm like, hey, are you crazy? Well, you know, blessings for you for the year. You know, I pray your move bring a lot of very good things in your life, okay?
Thank you so much and bless you.
Ashe, thank you. All right, area code 919. We're moving along just fine. 919.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Thank you for taking
the
call.
You're welcome.
Hi.
Okay, tell me your name, please.
Mm-hmm. My name is Kay.
Kay, that's with a K-A-Y?
Yes, that's
okay.
Correct.
Okay, mm-hmm. All right, K-A-Y-K. Okay, let's go. K. Okay, K. All right, K, I'm seeing some caution now for you. Caution, let me see. What do you have the caution with? 2, 4, 6. Okay, see? Okay. Okay, the spirits are saying they don't want you to be like the person that always does everything for other people, mm-hmm. and then when it's time for somebody to do something for you, you know, they're not coming through,
yeah.
you know, or they have stepping, you know.
Yeah.
They say they want you to stop being like that. And think about yourself first. Do things for yourself. You understand?
Yes.
because people are being very ungrateful. They're being very ungrateful to you.
Yes.
You know, it saddens me. It makes me feel sad too. I mean, because the spirit is sad, you know, that, you know, this is not the time for that. And you have to basically set people straight, you know.
Yes.
Assess when they ask you to do something. Hey, what can you do for me? You know, it's not like you just don't want to do anything for them, but you got to assess if they're going to do something for you. Or what can they do for you? Or what have they done for you? Before they say,
yes.
You understand me?
Yes.
If you do that, you will see your life changing up for the better. You will have more abundance. You understand me? And people will respect you more for telling them, listen, hey, you know, and it could be family, friends, or foe. You understand?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
So yeah, you just take that advice and run with it, and you see things will just clear up for you. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Ashe, enjoy your year. Mhm. Ashe. All right. Area code 951.
Hello.
Hello. I am so happy to hear. Hello. Who am I speaking with, first of all?
You're happy to hear? From,
yeah, you. Your voice. Yeah.
Thank you. My name's Nathaniel.
Nathaniel. Okay. Nathaniel, okay, Nathaniel. Let me see what the Spirit is saying for you, Nathaniel. Mm-hmm. Whew, I got to go deep for you, Nathaniel. Yeah, buddy, Nathaniel, you a deep somebody.
I'm reading so.
Nathaniel, I don't know how long you've been listening, but you had you know, there's an abundance of things inside of you. Can you at least let some of them out? Huh? Nathaniel?
Yes.
Nathaniel, because the Spirit is saying you're keeping a lot inside, but you need to let some stuff out. You know, things you want to do, things you have knowledge of, you know, things you want to get. You don't even, you gotta go deep within yourself and pull out that superhero, you know, that guy. You know, that guy that you know you are, but a lot of people don't know you're that guy. You know, don't take the world onto your shoulder. You can carry it, right? Or you can pour it out, you know, just like the ocean, you know, pour it out in the water. Sometimes we got to we got to release stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Yeah. Are you feeling me? Because I want to, maybe you need to call me too, because I need to talk to you, you know, really talk to you. Okay? You want to take my number?
When's your birthday?
My birthday? My birthday is February 8th.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, same as Jules Verne. That could tell you a little bit about how I am, right? Yeah. Okay. When is your birthday?
May 1st.
May 1st. You're a Taurus?
Yes, with a Gemini moon and a Gemini rising.
Alrighty, Dady. Gemini. Okay, I'm a Libra, Libra this and Libra that. I don't know. I don't really know what I am. I'm just about everything. Mm-hmm. But you need to bring out of yourself whatever hidden talents you have, whatever these things that you have, and you know them already. Because your sign talks about abundance of everything. You have an abundance, and you might not even know it because you got it hidden. It's like you're living on top of a gold mine, and you're keeping it hidden because you don't want everybody to know. Okay?
Yeah.
All right?
Well, that's,
all right?
That's good. Thank you, yeah.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome. Okay?
So,
all right. So my number is 7-8-3-2-5-5-2-3-9. Okay, Mama Yeye. All righty, Daddy. So moving right along. So, you know, people, the numbers that have been coming here, the letters that we call it, you know, have been coming here are very interesting. I don't know if some of you are into, like, playing numbers and stuff, but we have repeated number 4, number 6. Yeah? All right. Mostly number 6 and number 4. Okay? 6s and 4s, 4s and 6s. And, you know, that talks a lot about changing things. Changing things like, you know, if you're doing one thing, do the opposite for, you know, discovery. It talks about self-discovery, all right? And discovering things, you know, digging more to yourself and see what you can pull out, okay? Area code, we're up to area code, is it 216? Area code 216.
Hello, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Relaxed.
Okay. Who am I speaking with here? Who am I speaking with?
My name is Sharon.
Sharon. Okay. Sharon. Sharon, I always love that name. You know that? Sharon.
Not very many of them. But yeah.
What? You
I said there's not very
Sharon?
Many
gotta...
names here. It's an
oh,
older name.
Oh, no, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I have a cousin named Sharon, you know. She's a number. Let me tell you. Woo, buddy. Can't mess with her. She's something on wheels. Are you like that?
I get to say I'm more reserved when I'm wheeled. No, I'm.
Okay, let me see. Sharon. Okay. Sharon, you got to take care of your health, Sharon, okay? How is your health?
Oh.
Yeah?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I just ran this morning. I mean, in the freezing, I don't have any problems. Thank God. I hope I'm not going to have any health problems. Oh, my gosh.
You know, your sign, first of all, it came positive. And the spirits are just giving you an advice of things to pinpoint and look at. So when you do that, all things would be well with you, right? Okay? So not because you feel healthy, that don't mean that you shouldn't take care of your health, right?
Okay. Well, yeah.
What?
Don't scare me. Mm-hmm. Okay.
No.
I have all my shots. Okay. Oh, I know. Go on.
Okay.
I'm not getting
younger.
Okay,
you know, yeah, I know how it can be, you know, that especially right now out in the world, you know what's going on. Big C is out there trying to get everybody as much as it can, right? Shots
mm-hmm.
or no shots, okay?
I know.
Be very cautious. Be very cautious with yourself and everything. And, you know, a lot of stuff can happen. Are you sexually active?
Oh, I could. It may be. I have a friend. I haven't got to that point yet. Yeah. That's funny. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that part of your health is of key importance for you to look at. Okay. Okay. So when you decide to do the next
okay.
with your friend, okay, make sure your friend is up and up and he got everything straight too.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. That's very important to you. And other than that, everything would be fine with you. Everything would be very fine for the year. Just take care. Make sure you take care of that. Okay.
And you are right. My hormones are changing. I can tell in my body. That's a good point. I get it. Anything else you can have that's coming up is in your health?
Well, they say that things can be hidden. So, you know, hidden things. Remember the sign talks
hidden.
About hidden things.
Okay.
That's
okay.
right. And there could be hidden things with your health. So you need to check,
okay.
like do blood work up, get your blood work up, make sure everything is okay. I don't know, what age are you now, around what age?
56. I'm going to be 57 this year.
Okay, yeah, is that middle age, right? Middle age? That's middle
yeah,
age, right?
Almost senior
that
is, age.
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
almost,
middle-aged girls need sex too. Okay, don't worry about it. You know, just make sure that your body, you know, because sex is good. Sex is good for people, especially when they're older. It's like a health drug, you know? I'm going to tell you, seriously. So your hormones changing and everything, you know?
And I know, they are.
So you watch out for that. Watch out for that. You take care of that. And, you know, make sure you get everything, you know, when you need to get it. And everything is on the clean part. Everything is on the up and up, and you don't have anything to worry about. Okay?
Okay. Thank you for the advice. I will. I know. I get annual checkups. I never had health problems,
yeah.
but I know. Just be aware. Thank you. I get
That's
it.
That's right. You're welcome. Okay. All righty, Didi. You've been listening to True Talks with Ofeo Feng. And, you know, I'd like to announce that I'm so happy to be back. I'm so happy to be back. Yes, I'm real happy to be back. And, you know, and starting out the year this way with, you know, the advice from the spiritual world for people, the forecast for people to see. You know, and so far, you know, most of it has been very, very positive, and that's a good thing because, you know, you're always at the other end of the extreme. So that's a very good thing, and I hope people take the advice to heart and just, you know, pay attention because just one little thing can make a difference in your life and make a big difference in your life, then, you know, you do that. You do the one little thing. So also, I'd like to announce that my regular programming is going to start back next week. And then in between the year, I'm going to be announcing free readings. I'm going to try and do at least once a month, do the free readings once a month. But my next show is going to be entitled Ancestral Revenge. And that is in reference to the people, the young people who are basically living like there's no tomorrow. They're killing each other, things of that nature. You know, it has to do a lot with gun violence and all this type of thing. And what does the ancestors have to do about that? What is that all about? So, you know, if you want, you can tune in next week, Sunday, and that will be our show with that. But they're going to be at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time rather than high date. Okay? Alrighty, Daily. So let me take the next caller here. Area code 347.
Hello.
Hello.
How you doing? I'm
My name is Linda.
I'm fine. Linda?
Yes.
Okay. Uh-huh. All right, Linda. Let me throw for you. Linda, how are you so far? How are you? Did the new year hit you well?
I'm doing all right.
Ashe, that's the attitude, Linda. That's the attitude. That's the attitude. 2, 4, 6, 7. Yeah, because we are what we are, you know? We are what we think and what we say. Mm-hmm. You know, so if we stay positive, you know, more positive is going to come our way. That's a true thing. Because we're dealing with vibrations, and, you know, we got to work with the vibrations. Whatever vibration we put out there, that's what we're going to get back. Okay? So, guess
yeah.
what? Okay. You have children there, Hart?
No.
You have children? Uh-huh.
No.
Okay. All right. No children. Do you want children?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you have the first step towards that? Do you have a donor?
No.
Well, you know, because I see some pregnancy, you know, so, you know, make sure it's the right guy, you know, I mean, you know, but I can't even say that because, you know, I believe very much in destiny, and even if we get, if we meet and we, sometimes we don't even have to fall in love, right? But, you know, and next thing you know, you're pregnant, right?
Mm-hmm.
That child is coming into your life for a very good reason, okay? You say your foundation is going to build when you begin to have children. That's what this is saying, right? When you begin to have children is when you're going to see yourself as being the true person that you are, okay? I mean, we got the whole year for you to work on it. I mean, you got like 9 months, you know, got to figure out between now and March. Are you going to be able to meet somebody by then?
Hopefully.
I don't know. Maybe I'm in your partner right now. Mm-hmm. Say that again?
I just got out of a relationship, so.
I hope you didn't get out pregnant. Are you well? Let me stop it. Are you pregnant?
No.
No, for sure. You know is no, right?
Yeah.
So you're gonna be. You don't want to be like one of those ladies that just, you know, leave one relationship and get the other one, or you already had one on standby.
That too.
That too, right? Yeah.
Yes.
You know, because I see, yeah, because even now, you know, the spirit is calling. There's a baby calling, and they want you to be the mommy. You know. So whatever it is, there's no time for fighting. There's only time for making love. I mean, literally making love, yeah. Right? There's no time. It's like, get it on, buddy. Let's get it on. Okay.
Yeah. Hello? Hello? I can't hear anything. Hello?
Whoa.
Hello?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I could not hear you at first.
Oh. Hold on a sec. Okay, you're with me?
Yeah.
You went, yeah, I spilled something. Oh, wow. Sorry. Very sorry. I spilled something. Okay. So, that's it for you. So, get busy. Hey, baby. No. I'm serious. You know? And if you happen to get pregnant, call me. Because that baby going to be something else.
Oh, my God, like that?
No. Not bad. That baby going to be somebody. Somebody. Mm-hmm. Somebody important.
Well, I can't wait.
Okay, man, don't wait. You know, get with it, buddy. Call up Mr. Number Two, you know.
Yeah.
Because the way things are going, anything can happen. That's the truth. That's from Bob Marley. Mm-hmm, that's right. All right, thank you. Okay, I'm sorry, people. You've been listening to True Talk with Ophelia Faith. And we're moving it right along. Boy, I tell you, this line is full up. All righty, dighty, area code 803. 803.
Hey. Hey, how you doing?
Hey. Hey, 803. I'm good. What about you?
I'm pretty good. Just trying to get some answers.
Okay. Well, I hope this forecast will give you some answers. Tell me, okay. What's your name?
My name is Chris.
Chris.
Mm-hmm.
Chris. That's without the T, right?
No T.
I still wrote Christ. Oh, my God. Chris. I'm about to call you the Savior, Messiah now.
I've been kind of taking care of my mother for the past year. I'm about to get a car. Hopefully my luck will be better this year. I'm looking for money. That's why I come in.
Well, you about to get a car. Well, let me see if you can get money, buddy. 2, 4, 6, 8. Well, Chris, they're saying that you need to use your whiff and also be patient.
Okay.
Okay, you got to be patient. You know, that talk I had earlier with someone else, they got the same sign because it talks about the person that has to be calm in everything and like firm in everything, like assurance, like you know you're going to get it. You know,
right.
You know, yeah, don't put no doubt. There's no room for doubt with anything. And once you see it like that, that's the way it's going to be.
Like, I know it's coming, but I'm ready for it to come now.
Well, it's going to come now, buddy. It's going to come now. Just don't be too impatient. It's going to come then. Like, when is it going to come? When is it going to come? You know, every time you say, when is it going to come, it step back like one step.
Okay.
You know, just say it.
Right.
Not when, but it's coming, period.
Okay.
It's coming, meaning it's coming. It's going. It's moving towards you.
Okay.
Don't put the when in there.
This year.
Okay?
Oh, don't put the when in there.
No, don't put the when in there, because when could be any time, you know? But when you say
getting
coming,
married.
Like, it's, you want to get married?
No, do you see that?
Wow, we got so much women available, but this time, talk about you getting it right in your head. And once you're right in your head, a lot of things going to come to you. A lot of things going to come to you. You want a good woman, to come to you, that's what you put in your head. I want a good woman to come to me, and boom,
well,
she's going to appear.
Well, I got a girl. I've been with her for about 8 years in May, you know.
Uh-huh.
And,
well, then when you get the money, marry the lady. What are you waiting for?
That's
she
what I was telling her.
She's waiting for you to act. She's waiting for you to get it together. Let's do it.
I'm waiting for my money.
You're waiting
so
for
I can
your
afford
money. Guess
to,
what?
To take care
listen.
Of her
listen.
And my mama.
Listen.
Okay.
Two heads are better than one. You understand me? How we say in the islands, one full of the basket. Because that woman,
right.
that woman would be able to help you once you bond with her. She can help you. You understand? You thinking you got to take care of her, she might be able to take care of you. I mean, I'm not saying you're going to take advantage of her. But she might be a great help to you, huh?
Say it again. I'm sorry.
I say she may be a great help to you.
Yeah, she is very helpful.
Okay.
No bossy,
so,
but helpful.
Yeah, so just get married
it.
Already. What the hell are you waiting on? Get my married.
Money.
It don't gotta be a big, nah, don't do that. Because if you're thinking that you're not doing something because of something else, you know, people can get married just by get a ring, okay? Then y'all go in the church or the courthouse, make the deal. When you're married, when you get the money, then you have a big celebration and invite everybody. Don't wait. Okay? Don't wait to do something like that because it's already in front of you. Okay? The money, you got to wait for. But the marriage, you don't got to wait for that. Why you got to wait for that?
How long I got to wait for the money, though? It's this year?
Oh, here you go again. Okay, let me tell you off-limit words. How long? That's off-limit. When is off-limit? Where is off-limit? Who is off-limit? Okay? When you start asking them questions, it's like you're in doubt.
Okay? I understand.
Your head... just take all that stuff out of your head because your head, once you're clear that, you know, what you need to be doing is assessing how many things that you can do what you want to do with the money. Well, when you get the money, what you want. Some people, they be asking for something, and then when they get it, they act like they're stupid, like, oh, what am I going to do with all this money? Oh, my God.
Oh, I know what I'm going to do. I keep journaling. I keep journals of what I'm going to do.
All right.
I want to take care of my mother and my girlfriend. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on.
Yeah, get married. Right.
Get married. That's right. Hello, I'm his girlfriend.
Right.
Is there anything that I need to know?
Oh, girlfriend, you jumping in ahead of somebody.
I'm sorry.
You need to marry him right now. That's what you all need to be figuring out. Get married. And then if you want to know more, give me a phone call. Give me a call.
Okay.
That's exactly what I've been telling him.
Give me a call.
Thank you. Thank you.
All
I
right.
will. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. Uh-huh. So my number is 786-325-5239. Okay? All righty, Diety. So area code 510.
Hello.
Hello there.
Hi, my name is Tamika. And I want to know who or what energy is pulling at me and what are the messages?
Who or what deity
is pulling at me?
That's, Oh, wow. Let me see. Let me see. Because, you know, they... Okay. Let me see who's going here for you. Hey. Let me see. That's an interesting question, yeah? Okay. Well, do you... What kind of thing do you practice anyway? You're Christian?
Meditation.
Baptist.
I was raised in the Baptist church.
Mhm. You're raised in the Baptist church. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So you're talking about deity though. You said deity. Why did you say deity?
Because something is pulling at me, but I can't see it. I can only feel the presence.
Uh-huh. Well,
so I feel my energy and body being pulled at.
Yeah. Uh huh.
So
well,
I'm gonna
try to switch around because, you know, when it comes to Baptist people, what Baptists do they deal with deities? I don't think so. Right.
Right, but I just feel that that's what's going on with me. Even though I'm raised in a Baptist church, I know there's other things out there.
Okay, now we're on the same page now. Okay, so spiritually speaking, okay, you know, the West African persuasion is what I deal with. They're called Orisha. Orisha,
uh-huh.
And that means selected head, the deity
right.
of the head, right? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So the Orisha that I see talking with you is called Obatala, O-B-A, okay, T-A-L-A, Obatala, just like how it sounds. So Obatala is known as the father of the Orishas. He's known as the owner of the white cloth. Obatala is known as the Orisha that put the consciousness into our spirit, that make us a conscious being, a human being that is conscious, right?
Okay.
Okay.
All How right. you spell his name
Obatala.
Again?
That's O-B-A.
Uh-huh.
T-A-L-A.
Okay. I'm going to look him up.
Okay. Yeah, look him up. He's the daddy buddy. He's a super daddy.
Okay.
He's a daddy. He's a spirit that if I feel overwhelmed, that I would go to and find peace and calm and clarity about any situation.
Okay.
That's Obatala. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Okay.
Alrighty.
So what is his message to me? What is his message to me?
He's telling you to be calm. Be calm. Think things through. Don't just rush into anything. Okay? Okay? And bring forth that part of you that is like a higher part of you, your higher consciousness, to bring it out of you. And stop thinking, well, you know, what you've been taught. Think about what you're feeling.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing lately. Yeah, I've been doing that lately.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes, buddy. Yeah, you stick with Obatala, he's going to do a lot for you. Trust me.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, why do the pulls feel so hard? It's like he's shaking my body.
Yeah,
and he's
pulling me
to the left and he's turning my head and to face him, but I don't see anything.
Oh, buddy, that sounds like me, because what we do is, in African persuasion, we always get initiated to the spirit. We don't just, you know, play around with them. We take them and align with that spirit, because it said that when one spirit is your selected head, they say you yourself are a lot like that spirit.
Okay.
You are a lot like Obatala. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if that's the case, I would like to know you too, Tamika.
Okay.
If that's the case, that's because of Baba Eliza is the one of the blessed, well, they consider him to be the father of all the spirits, of all the deities.
Oh.
Yeah, he's the big man.
So he really want me to I'm trying to pay it, but every time I turn and face him, there's nothing there. It's like, what am I looking at? What am I supposed to hear from you? Because I can't hear. I can just feel his presence.
Yes, okay, but feeling is good. Feeling is good, you know. You might need to give me a call so you can get more clarity, more in-depth. Now is not the time for that, but you're onto something. You're onto something.
Okay.
That's all I can say, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
All right. You guys been listening to True Talks with Ofe, and this is Mama Ye Ye bringing the spiritual readings forecast for the year 2022. Oh, my God, 2022. What can I do for you in 2022? All right. So now we're going to area code 951. Area code 951.
Hey,
on the air.
Nathaniel. Hey, it's
Nathaniel.
Nathaniel,
how did I get you back? Nathaniel.
Hey, I tried to write down your number and I punched it in. I got big fingers, so I got the wrong number. Could you tell me your number kind of slowly?
Okay, 786. 325-5239. Okay? So you can try calling me tomorrow anytime after 12 noon. Okay? Thank you so much.
Hey, you're the best.
You're welcome. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
All
right. All right. All right, Nathaniel. I'll be expecting you to call tomorrow. All right, now area code 602, you're on the air. Yes, there. Okay.
I need to read it. I was born March
22nd.
Tell
me your name.
Pastor Don Jr. CEO.
Okay. Casper.
John Junior CEO. Yeah, it all goes
John.
Down.
What? John Junior. What?
CEO. CEO. It all goes together.
S-E-A-L?
No, D-O-N-J-R-C-E-O. It all goes together.
Casper.
John Junior CEO.
CEO?
Yes, ma'am. Chief Executive Officer. I got 300 members all across the country I've been working with for the last 20 years. I've been in the entertainment industry. This coronavirus changed everything. I want to read because
I know
what God asked me.
You hurting or what, Casper? You hurting? Huh? Did coronavirus put a dent in your progress? Casper,
I'm sorry. Yes,
did
ma'am.
Did coronavirus put a dent in your thing, in your business?
100%. There you go. You got it, mama. You already know what you're
mm-hmm.
doing. That's why I called into your radio show. Have other calls call in because you know what I can see.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let me see what it's saying for you then, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Thank I'm waiting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
because
we need to get Casper. We need to get Casper back on track, buddy. Woo. Hey. Yeah, Casper. Okay. You gotta. Okay. You know, sometimes we, you know, before coronavirus, we were doing everything one way, right?
Amen.
But now you gotta do things another way. You got to
right.
do things another way. Yeah, you can't do it the same way like how you've been doing it. You got to do it another way.
Wow.
That means you got to use all the resources that are out there for people that are You know, like for instance, a lot of people used to come into me in person, right? Now what I do,
okay.
I talk to them over the phone, and if they need to come get like some special, like I got to lay my hands on them, something like that, then they come to me. Other than that, they just can't come and just sit down and line up like before. You know what I mean? They can't do that anymore. You see? So by the time I make an appointment for them to come to me or for me to go to them or even to instruct them what to do, because people don't think that they can do a lot of stuff for themselves, and they can. They just got to follow the instructions, right?
Amen.
So
yeah.
That way, and it saves them money too. You understand? If you got to do something for yourself, it saves you money. So now, you got to assess the things that you got to do for you, you can do for your business that you don't need to spend, you know, a heap of money on. What do you have available? You got to assess that. How can you turn that around? Okay? I hope you're internet savvy, because internet business is popping like crazy now.
Oh, man, I'm on 5,000 social networks. I know about this now. I've been on it since 2000. This is all
old.
Wow,
new. Wow,
it's
wow.
New
buddy,
to everybody. They got
you,
the coronavirus.
You,
so I'm
you sound like somebody to know.
Well, call me.
Yes.
My number is 602-332-8882. I'm out here. I'm available. I've been teaching the business owners how to run a business, how to make stuff happen. I bring traffic to radio shows. I'm on 7 to 10 radio shows per day.
Casper, I know something special about you, buddy. Mm-mm. Seriously, I'm going to call you. I'm going to call you, Casper, but guess what? Guess what? So things,
yes.
You know, however you've been running it, just you got to make some swift changes. Just make some assessments and make some swift changes, and then things going to just turn around for you. Just like how, as fast as you make them, as fast as you're going to start seeing results. That's how, because everything came positive talking to you, too.
Amen.
Okay?
I'm very positive talking to you. Thank you so much.
All right.
And I want to say,
you're welcome.
This is our year. Let's make it happen.
That's right. Thank you. Mm-hmm. All right, Casper. Wow. All right, buddy. Okay. So far we've been going very, very good. And, you know, I know the people people worry about so many things now, especially with, you know, how things have changed so drastically. With the coronavirus, and then, of course, you know, we have now a lot of government sanctioning of people's movements in terms of what they can do, you know. So many businesses are basically suffering because the general populace is not able to patronize, okay? So if you're into internet business now or doing things online, that is the way that you're going to get things done. You know, don't allow the people that are online, you know, actually to just they alone monopolize off of it. You know, I know so many people that don't know the first thing about anything, that don't use the internet, don't use Google. I'm like, with Google, everybody should be a smart ass. So you can Google anything. Google Chakulia, and then Google and pull it up. You know what I mean? What's Google Chakulia? You know, that's what is that? Self-determination in Kwanzaa. Yeah. So, you know, Google all of this stuff, you know, and you know, and then there's no way for you to be ignorant. You know, I tell a lot of people, they say, when they ask me something, I say, Google. I'm like, you know, why are you wasting my time? You know, just Google, you know, and everything will be all right. Okay, I don't know if I missed somebody, so I'm going to go down my list a little bit. and see if I miss someone, because I feel like I miss somebody. Eric, code 316. Did I miss you?
Yes, hello.
Yes, 316. Hello. Talk to me. What's your name?
Hi.
Hi.
Rita Christine.
Frida?
Rita, R-I-T-A, Rita Christine.
Rita Christine.
Yes, Rita hi. Christine. Thank you for accepting my call.
Oh, you're welcome, Rita Christine. Rita Christine. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's see, Rita Christine. I share. I go, let's see, Rita Christine. Okay. Rita Christine. Ooh, buddy. Rita Christine, are you married?
Just divorced.
Oh, buddy. Oh. You getting some alimony?
Yes, it's in the works.
It is in the works.
Kind of, shortened like 3 months of support and then a settlement.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you know, you gonna get married again?
I don't know. I don't have.
Cause that's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing you. Well, I'm seeing you getting married again.
Oh.
That's somebody.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do I know the person
and,
yet?
At this time. Yeah, you kind of know
okay.
the person, and they probably been waiting for you to, you know, end it with you know who, and then, you know.
I do know they, someone because, who has wanted to, but I haven't gone there yet.
You haven't gone there. It's okay.
No.
It's okay. It's okay that you haven't gone there, but, you know, everything is going to work out. Everything is going to work out. It's fair to say just, you know, whatever your deepest wish for, like, for the, you have children in this marriage? You have children in the marriage, right?
I don't know. The marriage I just ended, no.
Okay, Mama, okay. Don't worry. Don't worry. Okay? Don't worry. Because the thing that you want to have that you desire most, you know, family and togetherness, happiness, you know, that is on the horizon for you, okay? Just
okay.
need to get over this part, and then you're going to see the other thing going to begin. Out with the old, in with the new. Okay? That's what's going
okay,
on for
so-
you. All right.
So I need to give this person that wants to,
yes.
I'm just really afraid that I'm really
don't,
afraid.
Don't be afraid, girlfriend. Let me tell you something. The worst thing in life is to not be able to do something and triumph or fail. The thing is, you can't do it. That's the bad part.
Okay.
That's the regret. I, you know, my great aunt told me that, you know, rest her spirit, elevate her spirit. She said, listen, don't live on regret. If you want to do something, do it. Even if you fail, you can't say, I didn't do that. See, I tried to jump out of the tree. Yeah, I broke my foot, but I did it. You understand
okay.
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
To hell with that. You know, like you can say, I jumped out that tree and be looking up like, oh, damn, that's the highest tree. What? You jumped out of a tree? Yes, I jumped out of the damn tree. You see what I'm saying? Yeah,
yes.
don't let fear. Yeah, don't let fear
okay.
hold you back because you don't know if the blessing is going to be good or bad because that's life for you. Live it, okay?
Okay. Okay. Thank you so
all
much,
right.
Mama.
Ashe,
okay.
welcome. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
All right. Area code, okay. 91, okay, 414.
Hi. Area code 414.
Hi there.
Hi.
Mm-hmm.
How are you?
Mm-hmm. I'm fine, thank you. Who am I speaking with?
You're speaking with Felicia. I'm speaking to Felicia.
Felicia. Okay. Felicia, did I talk to you before?
No, actually, this is my first time.
Okay, Felicia. Okay. So tell me now. Let me see. Felicia. I'm picking up something good. Let me see what Felicia's going to get here. That's it. Felicia. Oh, let me see. Let me see. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. Okay, Felicia. Mm-hmm. Okay. Felicia. Felicia?
Mm-hmm.
The spirit say, if you tell the truth, right?
Mm-hmm.
The truth can save you, and the truth can also condemn you. You know? But you gotta be the one to figure out if what the outcome gonna be. If you know the truth gonna get you in trouble, then of course you wanna keep it a secret.
Uh-huh.
Right? But if you know the truth can save you, meaning it can help you in some way, even help other people, then you tell the truth. Okay? What the spirit is trying to say is not all the time you have to say what you know. Okay? Because sometimes when you say the truth, people hate you for it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Okay? And you're laughing. Why are you laughing?
They don't ask me. I said, don't ask me because I'm going to tell the truth. If I don't tell the truth, you might not like what I say. So don't ask me.
Well, Felicia, when you tell them the truth, don't ask me. You want to know the truth? I will tell you the truth. Yeah. But you know, the truth has made a lot of enemies for you. You know that?
I always felt they was my enemies from the jump start.
Mm. Yeah, but that is because of you. That's like a gift you got. That is a gift that even though it might sound to them that you're being opinionated, it's not an opinion. It's a spirit that has that makes you to see the inside story. You know, the thing that is hidden. Yeah, you can do that. You can do that. I don't know. Nobody ever tell you you're spiritual? Because you're spiritual, girl.
Yeah.
We tell you.
Yeah.
You got something. You got something. Okay? You got something. But you got to be very, very, you know, very. Let me tell you a short story about myself.
Mm-hmm.
I used to be like that. From a child, you know, I was like, I would see and say the truth. I didn't even know my family members, like the older people in my family, were using me to tell them about other people because they would take me places. Like I was always in between, like a lot of adults looking up, breaking my neck, looking up at people, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're asking me questions about other people. And I was like, oh, da, 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 da. I didn't know. I didn't even know I had this gift. That's what it was. Right? Anyway, I had a very close friend, and I saw, you know, she was excited about going to meet this man, and la, 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 la. And I saw, like, a premonition of her going to jail, and the whole thing, getting arrested, everything is like a flash. And I said, you know, I don't think, you know, I don't think that guy is a good guy. And, you know, this and this and this and that. And she thought I was like, oh, you know, I was jealous. I was being against her, but no. And exactly what I saw happen. And she was so angry at me. And, you know, she was my friend. And I lost the friendship with her. And, you know, she was real mad at me. And I decided that I am not going to do that anymore. I'm not going to just tell people what I see, even though I still do from time to time, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna call on the spirit. This is when I decided to call on the spirit. Tell them. You tell them. You help me to tell them. You understand? So I call on them, so they can help me to tell the person. Okay, and it always sounds better coming from them. It don't sound like I'm just making stuff up. You understand? Out of whatever reason. So when the spirit says something, I'm firm in it. I know I don't feel a way if when I see something happen because I predicted bad things for people. Right? But that's what the spirit told me. And then when it happens, some of them can't even tell me that because I say, I see death coming after you. Things like that. And they don't pay me any attention, but I also tell them, because I work with the spirit, come, let me do this for you, or come, this is what we can do to make death not see you. So like the lady that I spoke of earlier, that the spirit asks her to change the way she looks, to turn things around and all of this type of things, you know, to be careful. You understand? These are the spirit's giving warnings and, you know, just and they're very simple warnings, things that you can do yourself, right? Because guess what? Some people don't pay attention to those and they're like, oh, I don't know, she's just talking nonsense. Then next thing you know, they're trying to contact me from the spirit world because they're already dead. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Well,
that is not your forte. I'm just telling you as a person, right, that you have to be very careful with your gift because people will hate you for it. They will even try to harm you. Okay? By setting you up, betrayal, all of these type of things. You understand? Mm-hmm. So you got to be very careful with that.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know I had that really until one day, maybe several months ago. My one good friend of mine, what she's doing is wrong, but, you know, by all means, if she asks me, I'll tell her. So she's messing around with a married man. And I'm married, and I'm not going to judge her because I'm not God. I'm not, you know, I'm not the judge her. So she asked me something, and I said, well, you block your blessings when you do da-da-da-da. And she was like, well, yeah. She's like, and then I said it to the fact that, you know, this gentleman keeps telling me he's going to leave his wife, but he never leaves his wife. So are you going to hold on to that? Or are you going to, you know, she asked me too, and I told her. But then I noticed she called one of her other friends. And then I guess she talked to her, but because when she called me back, she said, well, because of what I'm doing, no one, she doesn't judge me. I said, so do you think I would judge you? And she was like, no, I'm not saying that. And I had that feeling inside me and say, yes, you do. Mm. She felt you were judging. I never judged her because what she do is she has to live, not me. So that day forward, I haven't. I have been very skeptical when people say, oh, I can take what you say. No, you can't. I'm not saying it.
Well, I got a bit of advice for you, okay, because some people don't like to use their gifts, especially if it's of a spiritual nature, because it goes against their quote-unquote religion or whatever they were taught when they were growing up. But normally, like, for instance, I'm a priestess. I'm initiated to several different African traditions. But when I went to get one of the first ones, actually it was the second initiation that I got. And when I went to get it, they told me point blank. They said, you didn't have to get initiated to know how to read people. You got to thank your ancestors because they're the ones that pass it on to you. It says, you know, so in other words, you were born with it, right? Okay?
I'm starting to learn more about my...
Yeah, so, well, girlfriend, you need to call me. All I know is that you got to protect your gift, okay? And maybe you need, it's time for you to do something else with that gift. You understand?
I'm working because
you're getting hurt. You're getting people try to hurt you and harm you. That's a part of it, you know? Anyway, so we're gearing down.
We're
gearing down to the end. I would like you to call me and ask me if you remember. Call me and ask me.
Okay?
Today, all right, thank
tomorrow.
You. Yeah. Tomorrow after 12, you can call. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Okay. All right. So we're winding down now to the end of the program, and, you know, we have a few minutes to talk. We have a few minutes to talk. And the line seems to be a little bit, I think I got everybody in. I think so. And some people couldn't wait, they hung up. But it's okay, you know. And, you know, I want to say, you know, thank you to everybody who called in. And I pray that everything that was told to you was good advice and that would bring, you know, more better results in your life, you know, that things work out for you, especially if you follow the advice, that things work out. Because, like I said, these things are... Very, what should I say? They're very delicate. Every concern that we have is so very important to us. Otherwise, we wouldn't even be, you know, that's life for you. That's just life, you know, for us to be able to have the best outcome. There's a sign even in my way of life that I practice. I practice West African spirituality that deals with a thing called Ifa, I-F-A, and the Orisha, the deities. And this thing, we go on our divination system, and they're called Odus. There are 256 of them that we use as references, but each one of the 256 Odus have multiple passages about different melees that people face in life, right? And according to what sign come out, what Odu comes out, we can tell you, like, what is the main issue and a lot of other underlying things about what's going on with you at the same time based on that sign. Because it goes to the thing like there's nothing new under the sun. What I can say about the Odus is that they're time-tested methods that when they're scientifically speaking, that when a certain sign appears, these are the issues that the person is facing most certainly. And depending on what they do, it can be resolved or unresolved. Okay? Mm-hmm. And normally we give what is called prescription. We give a prescription, just like a doctor, of something spiritual to do that can make the thing change. And, you know, it's very esoteric. And that's the reason that some people don't believe certain things are possible, like how you can take a pumpkin and make somebody become pregnant. You know, something simple as that, how you can offer some honey to make your life sweet, you know, things like that. And, you know, so it's all a science that, you know, as human beings, like, we don't really understand fully yet. All we know is that there are powers beyond our control, or beyond our, not control, but comprehension, especially, that are living and working with us. And most of us, we don't pay attention to our spirits. We have a mind, we have a body, we have emotions, we have all these other things, and we pay more attention to those things. But when it comes to our spirit, and we don't really do anything for our spirit to, like, elevate our spirit, meaning that connecting ourselves with these other energies that are out there and, so you know, are that are dealing with us. We don't do anything about it. But when you begin to get spiritual, which, you know, I don't know if many of you are into the ages, okay? You know, we had Stone Age, Bronze Age, you know, blah, 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 Golden, Hunter-Gatherer, blah, 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 Industrial, blah, blah, blah. But now we're in the age of technology, and technology is like, woo, it can be the monster, but it also can be the warrior that makes things better, right? And it's ushering us into, we've already begun the ninth and final age before the cycle starts again. So we're in the ninth age is the age of spirituality. So this is a time when people, like, you think you're ordinary, but you're going to begin to discover that you're not as ordinary as you think as a person, as a human being. And there are more things to you than you could even imagine as a human being. It's a time when absolute truth has to be, you know, the forefront, the forerunner for everything, because truth will prevail. Anything that is being hidden is going to be revealed, you know, anything at all. You cannot just accept things at face value. If somebody tells you the friggin' sky is blue, and you be like, oh yeah, wow, okay, the sky is blue, all right, the plants are green, you know, we just take everything, and there's more to it than that, okay? So, you know, we really want to pay attention to messages that we get from outside of ourselves, you know? Like the last lady that spoke, Felicia, you know, she's, you know, asking about, you know, well, she actually reveals her gift. She's just the type of person like that, you know? She's just that kind of person, okay? And you don't know who somebody is, you know, when you go to them and you try to run game on them, you know? You know, everything is about open-ended honesty. You just got to be honest, because when people look at you like, oh, you know, and even sometimes you just feel a vibe. You feel a vibe, you know, like, you know, is this man going to F up my damn car and then tell me, I go to them to get something fixed, and you're like, oh, man, I'm getting a bad vibe that this man is going to F my car up, and then I'm going to have to come back to fix a major. Yeah, things like that. It's that simple, right? And when you get these kind of feelings, you know, make your first exit, okay? Because there's so many, many, many other alternatives, so many, many other people in the world. Like, if this one don't want to be your friend, oh, well, it got like 100 waiting to be your friend. You know what I mean? Okay? I say you've been listening to True Talks with Ofeo Faye, with free readings by Mama Ye Ye, and it was my pleasure to do them today, to do the readings for you. I pray I got everybody on board. Mm-hmm. I have my good friend, who is that, I'm expected to get a call from, and I got a call in my good friend. That's Nathaniel. Yeah, I really expect a call from Nathaniel tomorrow, you know, and then I also expect a call from, well, I'm going to call this other gentleman, Casper. And Nathaniel, maybe you might be needing to call Casper too. Okay? So I wish you all the best. I wish you all the best for the new year. And don't forget the advice that the spirits gave you today. And if you will, and you're interested in things of the spirit, and that's mostly what I talk about on this show, True Talk is all about spirituality, especially African spirituality. And we'll be on next week with Ancestral Revenge. That's the name of our upcoming show. That will be next Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So it's going to go from 8 to 10 p.m. if you're on this side of the planet. All right? Love you all so much, and Happy New Year again. Thank you so much.
Hello. Hello.